I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Row Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
And welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and tonight is Wild Out Wednesdays. I decided to do this topic on can you maintain professionalism after sleeping with your boss or your coworker? And, you know, a lot of different people was like, yes. Some people was like, hell no. And, you know, some men was like they were in that situation before. And whatnot. So it's just interesting to hear what people can say. Sorry I didn't do my show on Sunday. A bitch was tired. I've been working 12-hour shifts. And when I came home, I took a nap. And when I woke up, I realized that I was super tired. And I was like, I cannot be doing nothing but getting my rest, because I had to work 12 hours Monday, 14 hours on Tuesday. So I apologize that my working habits is making my radio show be neglected, but this Sunday, I'll make sure I give y'all a Sunday show. Hey, Miss Ashton, I got to get you on the line for your janky phone cut off.
Hello.
How are you?
Very, very good, actually. I have a lot of company today.
I've been texting your phone. I see why I haven't got any answers, because you can't
listen.
See it.
Oh, goodness, I cannot see it. I am looking for any Sprint type of hookup there is, because I refuse to pay $200 on a phone that I did not break. Just refuse.
I mean, so they're saying that you broke it, or did they even look at it?
They did not look at it at first. They said that, you know, it's the inside of the screen that's cracked. It's not the outside. And so it's basically like the LCD screen. And they're saying that they want $200 to replace it, or I can take the chance to take it to Samsung. But Samsung is going to wipe everything off the phone. And I don't want that. And all they have to do is just change the screen. And for them to sit there and say that they want $200 to do that when I got insurance and all kinds of other stuff is ridiculous.
Charlotte, you want to say number 100 or 150?
200. 200. And this phone
insurance
is not even
200?
A month. Uh-huh.
Man, that's more than I paid for the fucking phone.
Exactly. Exactly what I said.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm about to be chopped and say some old fucked up shit. That's what the fuck you get for not getting a BlackBerry.
You mean?
Yeah, you should buy BlackBerry. But you wouldn't be having these problems.
You're right.
And then, that bootleg app that allows people to have a PM ain't even working.
I know. I don't even know what that was about. I don't even understand.
They just wanted to drive traffic to their site. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad. That is so sad. Have you ever slept with your boss?
It's not a good look. It's not. Like, you just have to keep it professional.
Why?
Because when things go left, it goes all the way left. And that's just what it is.
But if it go left, you can bring that bitch back right.
Not really. Because say you tired of, you know, say you a boss and you tired of the person and you go into work every day. You tired of looking at that person.
Well, hopefully, that's a big enough place where you ain't got to see that motherfucker every day. I'm like, I'm just saying. Hey, you know I have some old selfish, you know I got some old hidden reasons why I brought this topic up, right?
Why?
Because at my job, there's somebody there that I have had personal dealings with before.
There's a person at your job that you had personal dealings with before?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, this was before he ever worked there or whatever. We were experimenting back in 2006, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, when I got my job and I was in training, I happened to see him. Now, mind you, I moved and went to Florida, and, you know, we communicated here and there. Right? Because it was just a physical thing. It was no relationship or nothing like that, right? So then, it was like he would hit me up on Facebook and some other sites or whatever. And we would talk here and there, and I just used to be so mean to him, like, I don't want to date you. I don't want to go out with you. I don't want to fuck with you no more. That shit was 2006, right? So then, when I got to my job, you know, now mind you, I did not get a job to commingle with the men there. Right, I got a job for money, a nice little check every 2 weeks. So, you know, a lot of people that work at my job are gay or lesbians or whatever floats your boat. I'm not even tripping. So one day I just happened to be walking from the break room or something, and I saw him. I'm like, oh my God, hey, man! I'm like, oh shit, you looking different. You looking good, like, you know what I'm saying? 2006 wasn't such a distant memory then, right? So I was just like, wow. So, you know, we speak and everything. You know, we got each other's numbers and stuff. But it was just kind of funny because one day I go into class and they had a training class when we was out on the floor or whatever. I had to look at my tag and somebody had wrote Chalk Mommy on it. Don't nobody at work know me as Chalk Mommy but him. I was like,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So if you follow me on social media, you know when I post pictures, you know when I post blogs, and you know a lot of shit about me if you're following me. And
right.
You work with me. And you're like, oh, send me some pictures ain't nobody else got. I mean, he doesn't harass me or anything like that, but if I was to go ahead and take the draws and just throw them in his face and put them over his head and be like, come here, he coming. But that's not what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, certain situations in life prevent that from happening. You know what I mean? So then I was like, okay, what about if you slept with your boss? And, okay, see, this is what had happened was, see, when I worked in Florida, I worked in the call center. You know, in the call center, it's a whole lot of drama, a whole lot of shit going on, right? So I had a supervisor that was going through some shit. She was fucking her boss, right? So she had a lot of leeway. So she decided she was going to leave and not come back because she got mad, because she got busted for something. So it was another supervisor there. I met him. We used to speak and everything like that, and I used to go to Dunkin' Donuts, and his mother would work there and everything, and she would tell me about her son that worked there. You know me. His name was Adnan, and he was, what do you call him? Indian type? Indian? You know, they got the nice complexion and everything like that, the thick, nice hair or whatever. So we became friends. You know, we would speak every day. He was not my boss then, right?
Okay.
So we started forming a liking to each other. Then the liking went from casual flirting to he came over one day. We were supposed to go out to eat, look at a movie or something. Make a long story short, we ain't go nowhere but to bed. Okay, now, granted, he was not well endowed. He was not packing. He had a very nice body. He worked out all the time. He was into mixed martial arts and all of the hands-on type of fitness and stuff, right? But he was passionate, and he knew how to work what he had, right? So, you know, we started kicking it. Then he became my boss.
Then he became your boss.
Mm-hmm. And then after he became my boss, we still did what we did.
Wow, okay.
And then I knew he had a baby mother. I knew that. So what I didn't know the bitch had a wife. So not only are you my boss, you're my married boss that lives with your wife, and you have a daughter, and you've had several girlfriends on the side.
Oh, God, he's just all over the place.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, a lot of times when you sleep with your boss, the person, it'd be like the boss has the power. You feel me? And because when you look at the movies, when you fucking your boss, who has the best hand? The boss, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, please. I had the power.
You did.
I had the power. Because it's like when I would be at work, you know what I'm saying? He used to flirt with people, and I knew this one girl liked him, but I didn't care because that bitch was ugly. She was, like, from another country, and she had big-ass eyes. She was like a fucking statue. So I wasn't really worried about her. Now, on the other hand, every time a dude came in my face, you would be like, who is that? Or because I had kicked it with another supervisor, and me and him still had cool relations, you would be bothered by that because you would be wondering, like, okay, are they going to fuck again? Because I'm fucking her. I don't want him fucking her if I'm fucking her. And we all work together.
Right.
So it was kind of interesting because it's like I controlled that situation.
Which is rare.
Because Yeah, because I'm like this. You know me. I'm bothered with you when I want to be bothered with you.
Right.
It ain't on your terms. It's going to be on my terms. And my terms are very short. My terms are shorter than short-term disability. I'm just saying, it is. So, it's like, we was kicking it. And then I'm just like, I want to mess with you no more. He's like, what? I was like, I don't want to mess with you no more. So, I stopped fucking him. Then the pop-ups at my house came.
What?
Because he worked the night shift. So when he would get off work, he would come past my house and knock on the door and then call me. My dumb ass always leaves my volume on, so he can hear the phone ringing in the house.
Oh.
So I guess you could have some stalker coochie. So I'm
yeah.
Then I'm just like, you know, I went to work the next day. He's like, I came by your house. I was asleep, lying like hell. Why would you just drop by my house? We don't do that.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't do that. So then the fucked up part was my car got stolen. And I wasn't on the bus line. I mean, I would have to walk like 30 minutes to get to a bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and a bus, it was just too much going on. So we ended up carpooling together.
After all of that.
Yeah, so after you carpool and you interact, you already know what happens.
Yeah.
Girl, we started fucking again, right?
Yeah.
Then, as like, you know what turns it around? As like, I had got sick and he was like really nice. He was just being so compassionate and caring and everything like that. So I was just like, man, I'm doing him so wrong. Let me stop playing with this man and just go ahead and be right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then I ended up getting my car back. Then I got bit by a spider. So it was like when I got bit by the spider, we were on the outs because that's when all that other shit had came to be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was just like, he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, I don't feel good. I'm sick. And he was like, you should go to the doctor. I'm like, you don't tell me what to do. You're not my man. You know what I'm saying? Don't be worried about me. And he's like, no, don't worry about your time. He's like, go to the doctor. I'll work it out for you or whatever. And then I was like, I didn't want to go because he was telling me to go.
Okay.
Went to the bathroom, dropped my drawers, you know. And looked at my leg. I was like, I'm going to the hospital. And after being mean to him and everything, it was crazy because when the doctor told me everything that I needed and that I would be able to go to work that same day after the anesthesia wore off, I called him and was like, okay, well, they said I could come back to work. They cut my leg and everything. They packed it. I have bandages and stuff on. I just got to go get the medicine and go get my car because my best friend drove me home. Girl, once the local anesthesia started wearing off, I started crying. So I called him and I'm like, I can't come to work. He's like, what's wrong? I was like, I am in so much pain. Girl, how about he got off work? He came to my house. And he laid in the bed with me, and he held me. And I just, all I could do was just cry because I was in so much pain. And I took my medicine. He brought me the things that I needed, and he checked on me and everything. Now, mind you, I couldn't do nothing for a long-ass time. So when I was able and could do the nasty, guess who I did the nasty with?
Yeah, absolutely. He deserves it.
My boss, yeah. So it was crazy because then it just got to the point where, you know, when you got a good coochie, hey, shit happens. Niggas don't know how to act. You know what I mean? So luckily I got transferred to another account. He got transferred to another account. So we were able to, like, not be around each other so much, and it kind of died down. And it's crazy because we were still communicating with each other, and he wanted to actually come up here and see me because he was just like, oh, my God, it's amazing that look at you now, and when you worked here, you was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you was just a normal person, and now it's like you were all over the place. And I'm like, I'm still the same person, though. And I think for me, I can fuck you and work with you, and I like it, and have a very professional relationship with you.
Right.
Now, the question is, can you have a professional relationship with me?
That's
the
thing. Yeah.
Hell,
that's the thing.
A lot
really
of motherfuckers can't even have. Yeah, a lot of niggas, when we fuck, they can't even have a personal relationship with me.
No.
Yeah, because I'm like, what? What the fuck you mean? What? No, I'm good.
By the time they get up, they saying we go together.
I'm like, what is that?
Right.
No, we came together, nigga. You met it, I met it together. That's the only togetherness we got. I am so fucking rude at times. But I'm just saying, because it's like, you sit back and you look at people when they like each other and they work together. And it's hard to hide the emotions. And it's hard to hide the body language and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like everybody picks up on it. And then it's like when you are on the outs with your person that you fucking with at work, everybody knows because you got an attitude. Y'all not talking. You
right.
Have moved across the fucking office. And I just be like, why should that be complicated? Why can't y'all just fuck and just be like, when we leave the bed, you know what I'm saying? Before we get out of bed, this is this, you know what I'm saying? The fucking stays in the bed. When we hit the, when our feet hit the floor, guess what? You're who you are, I'm who I am, and we go to work and we have a professional relationship.
Yeah. But you know, when two people lay down, one person gets up with more feelings than the other. So you may have the agreement, but they really don't feel that.
Say what? What did you say?
Yeah, you two. When two people lay down, one person gets up with more feelings than the other. So when you have that type of agreement before doing things, it really doesn't work out afterwards. That's why you try to switch the game up, and then that's why there'd be so much drama. You can't just be giving everybody the good pussy and the felony.
Look at here. You'd be lucky if I feel anything when I get up. You better hope I still like his ass, let alone catch the motherfucking feelings. Forgot. What? Are you serious? What? What's that? You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's why I feel like I'm in the. No, let me rephrase that. That's why I feel like I'm in the situation I'm in now. Because of all these. I ain't nobody ever, if I ever, fuck that, fuck you, fuck this. And the more that you say you ain't gonna do something and shit can't happen, you meet one motherfucker that makes it happen.
That is true.
And I'm just like, damn, really? Really? I look at myself in the mirror like, really, Pam? Then I have to turn around and be like, really, Chuck? What the fuck happened to you? You was a cold bitch. When did you get a heart? How the fuck you start feeling certain things? And then my body is like, bitch, we mad at you. Because you got this new life or you done turned over a new leaf. Bitch, we like the running through certain people. Smash and go. That worked. I'm going to smash you, and I'm going to go my way. No, you can't come with me. You stay where you at. I'm leaving. We're not leaving together. And I just sit there, and then, you know me, I always got to shout out my BBM people. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of them was like, no, you can't do it. Yes, you can. And you always find out who the dogs are. You always find out who the dogs are. Gene was like, I was fucking my boss and a coworker. Damn dirty dick.
Ugh.
Your boss and a coworker. Man, that was grounds for some straight termination. Oh, you fucking this bitch while you fucking me? I'm about to get rid of both of y'all motherfuckers. Insubordination. Fuck out of here.
I mean,
least we know he wasn't fucking for a salary.
Man, I don't know what he was fucking for. I mean, because, like, the boss and a coworker, I mean, it's worse enough you fucking one person in the workplace, but two, three, four, that's a cat fight in the making.
Yes, it is.
Could you imagine one of us fucking, like, five dudes in a building?
In the one building?
Monday morning, and they're sitting around the water cooler or the coffee pot, and they're all talking about they was fucking somebody. And
yeah,
then
what
you walk by,
weekend?
They all got the same look, and then they're looking at you like, why are you looking at her like that? Why are you looking at her like that? And then everybody realized they fucking you at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
That's some crucial shit right there. That's a real crucial shit. Mom, go hard. Have you ever fucked somebody you was working with? Because you's a fucker. You like to fuck. I know he's like, no, she didn't put me on blast. But yes,
I know, right?
But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's just crazy because it's like, I done been through so much shit that I can't let my body language tell a story or tell how I'm feeling when I'm fucking with somebody. And then it's like when you at work, you always know who fucking each other. And it's like no matter how hard you try to hide it, it shows.
It shows, yep.
I've been fucking a man and a bitch come to work with a 3-inch skirt on and she bent the fuck over. You don't come on in and be like, excuse me, this isn't dress code appropriate.
Right.
Why the fuck you got that on? And then, as soon as she leaves, you going to be in the man's face like, really? Why you got this hole in your face looking like that? Or, let's not forget, when you, it's new meat at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you be like, oh, shit. You done made eye contact with somebody. Both of y'all got the same kind of eye contact. Ain't nobody letting go. Because you already know when you look at somebody and they catch you, like, oh, you turn away real quick, right? But you like, fuck that. Yeah, I'm looking at you. What's up, nigga? What's up? Mm-hmm. And then you start being like, oh, okay, we're going to have this little flirting thing coming on. So then you start wearing some little cute shit to work. You break out the red pump because you know men love red and they just be having fantasies about you in the bed on your back and the legs up in the air wrapped around their neck and them damn red heels clicking together. You like Dorothy? Ain't no place like home. So then it's like, okay,
right?
Oh, like okay, and then it's like a game. And then he might wear his thuggish gear because he know, like, yeah, this bitch want a thug in her life. Okay, guess what? I got some long-ass dreads. I'm going to ride my bike to work today. I'm going to drive my Habasa to work. I'm going to have the matching shoes to match the bike.
Okay.
Yeah, this bitch going to want it. And then it's like y'all both playing that I want you, but we going to keep playing this game because then once y'all come together, it's a wrap.
Mm-mm.
I don't do none of that at work. I don't do none of that at work because honestly, I'm good. There's nothing there that catches my eye. Even though old dude is there.
And that's good.
Yeah, it's like, he'll text, and I'll be like, I can't do that. I can't do that. Now you need self-swing. You know I can't do that. But you get an A for effort because you're not overly persistent. It's like a little kid that'd be like, Mommy, can I have a cookie?
Oh, my goodness.
And she'd be like, no, you can't have a cookie, baby. You're going to ruin your dinner. So you eat half your dinner, and you do a good job, and then you come back later, and you visit the issue. Mommy, can I have a cookie? Baby, you can't have a cookie right now. You know that's not good for you. But you don't give up, because sooner or later, you want that damn cookie. But it's not that bad. You know what I'm saying? But I'm focused, man. Tell Steph to holler at me, man. I love that song. But it's like, So when you was in your situation, did you have control or did he have control? And how did it end on a good note or did it end ugly? Did you get some unemployment out of it?
I did not have control, neither did he, pretty much. I didn't try to you know, turn the business upside down. And it didn't end good. But he tried to come back.
Okay, did he come back as the same person or as a different person?
Well, he tried to be a different person, but I just couldn't let that, you know, that old him, quote unquote. I couldn't get past it, so I just wasn't trying to be bothered.
Okay, but was the dick good?
I have to say, I made it good.
How'd you make it good?
I did what I wanted to do to him. He was very submissive. And he allowed me to do what I wanted to do.
Did that include bringing out the whips?
Yeah, I could bring out a whip.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, we always jump from another subject, but I'm going to come back to that. But because you said he was very submissive, did he let you play with him with a toy?
No. We didn't do that. I wasn't into that at the time.
I'm just saying, you know I was going to throw that in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had to.
Yeah, but he became very obsessive, controlling, and I just couldn't deal with that, so I just left, and then it was really awkward at the workplace. So I had found something else.
Oh.
Try to make life. Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. So, would you do it again?
No. No.
You would never sleep with a coworker again?
No.
Or a boss?
No. I wouldn't, because I just want to deal with somebody who I can miss. You know, I don't want to see you at work and at home. I don't want to have nothing else to talk about that you could just sit and listen. Whatever happens at the workplace, you already know about it because you was there. You know, I just... you know, want to keep some things separate.
Interesting. I'm trying to think. Would I ever sleep with my boss here? No.
Why not?
Girl, I barely like sleeping with normal motherfuckers, let alone. I know, I'm bad. You know what? I would have to say that I wouldn't, because at this day and age, from my experience from dealing with so many type of personalities and so many different men, from, you know, my years of fucking, I don't put anything past a man that can't have what he wants.
Right.
And a man can be very spiteful. And if they can't have you, then guess what? Ain't nobody else going to have you either, or they going to make it very hard for you.
Well, yeah, make your life pretty much miserable.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just like, you know what? Instead of dealing with this dumb shit, I'll just do something different. I'll do something different. Because in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking that a man will try to stack the deck in his favor. Just like a woman will do the same thing too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you can't have shit your way, how far are you willing to go to fuck it up for everybody?
Right.
And then people don't realize when you look at these movies on TV, they have a concept for a reason.
Right.
Somebody's gonna experience that shit.
I know somebody who doesn't sleep around with anybody else, and they still make life miserable for you.
Yeah.
So
that's because they can't get nothing else. They stuck with what the fuck they got. They stuck. Life is miserable. Because I mean, it's like you have some people that go through life that it's like they were hurt at one point in time, and they bitter, right? And they never let go. They always hold on to the past. And then that fucks them up. And then you got some people that, men, that just, they just salty. Because Lord forbid you give a man some good pussy, and he know that you got a man at home, but the pussy is just so good for him. He will fuck with your home life, just like a woman will. But a man that's driven and he really is bitter, he will make your life very miserable.
Right.
Women, I mean, yeah, there's some women that go overboard and they really fuck shit up, but it's like, you got some men that, you know, I've seen it when you're fucking with them at work and you stop fucking with them at work, it's like they can't function. Then it's like they seeing you every day and they thinking about how you was giving them that head, that good head, right? Then you might have blew the ass, and then they thinking about that, and then it's just like, man, this bitch really think she just gonna leave me alone? She really thinks she ain't going to give me no more of this pussy? Fuck wrong with her? Fuck, man, does this bitch know who I am? That's a man I would never fuck with.
Right.
And certain men that are, it's like they send off triggers. A man that when he fucking you, if you got a window and he always looking at himself, that's the trigger for me. Nigga, what's wrong with you? Like, what? Or he's in the mirror longer than you. Or he's always asking you the same questions over and over and over. Or when your phone rings over your shoulder. When you talking and you walking around, he's following you, but he acting like he want to be all up under you, hugging you from the back, but he really want to hear who the fuck you talking to.
Right.
Want to have a reason to hear if it's a deep voice or a female voice in the phone so he can slap you upside the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
I just be like. And then you got the sneaky bitches. You know, the bitches that just act like they're goody-goody and that they can do no wrong and they're, like, so into you. But they really into you, your friend, your friend's friend, and you never had a clue that she was fucking all y'all until y'all started having that male bonding conversation over Sunday Night Football, watching the Giants get their ass thrashed again, and then it's like, you know, y'all tired of looking at the game, so y'all start talking about who y'all fucking. Then y'all talk about this one chick that got that one particular birthmark that's so unique that everybody started thinking. They start having that Usher Raymond and R. Kelly moment, the same girl.
Right?
What? We fucking the same girl?
No good.
I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, why do y'all do this? Like, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, You know, why do people do that? Like, is it really hard to maintain a professional relationship when you're in the workplace and you're fucking your coworker or your boss? And I feel like it's up to the people involved in how they control their feelings.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, your job is where you make your bread and butter. Like, is he going to tell you to stop working because y'all fucking and he's going to take care of you? I doubt it. But if he does, get that shit in writing, draw up a contract.
Exactly. Lord,
get
please.
Get that shit notarized. Get it notarized so the day y'all stop fucking and your benefits run out, you got him. Hook, line, and sinker.
Yes.
But if you just fucking your boss just because it's a cool thing to do and you just want to make people in the office irritated, that's not a good thing to do. And if you know that you can't control your emotions and you catch feelings easily, you should never fuck anybody in your workplace. Nor fuck anybody in your church or in your school. Fuck somebody on the other side of the town that goes to a different school, different church, or in a different city. That
right.
way you can't see what they're doing, so you won't feel some type of way.
Anywhere where you have to progress as an individual.
But people feel like, you know, casual sex is the best sex, so you know what? Why not fuck my boss? He's a man or a woman that got needs just like I do, so why can't we fulfill those needs? So if your boss came up to you and was like, yo, Ashton, yo, Ma, you looking real good. You know, I say we go out to eat after work. You know what I'm saying? And let's just talk. And then he kicking some good shit, and he's just like, you know what? You know, we outside of work. I've been watching you. I've been looking at some nice little titties. Love those perfect face. They're so sexy. And, you know, I just feel like we should fuck. It's not going to interfere with work because we're not at work. We're outside of work. And he's, like, saying all the right things, and then he starts rubbing them water balloons, and you start feeling all good and everything like that.
You crazy?
What you
going to
do? What you going to do?
I cannot.
You know I don't got no manners. You know I
you really
no manners.
Don't. You really don't. But I still couldn't do it.
Okay, let's switch the roles. What if you're the boss and there's something young there? And you know, something young is good for your back. Something young is always good for your back. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. You got back problems and you older than a motherfucker, get you something young. Get you something young to make you run that course. That to get girl, bring it up out of you, sweat and all. So you couldn't or you wouldn't.
I couldn't, because I know I would be, you know, using him and him using me. It would not be anything that I want right now.
Okay, well, since you said that, let me ask you this. If you're having casual sex with someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't give a fuck about him, aren't
okay.
y'all just using each other anyway?
Yeah.
So why should this be any different?
I just don't want that. Like, in my time of life right now, I couldn't see myself doing it. Maybe if I am at that age and that type of caliber, and, you know, I just want something, then it'll be different.
Okay, well, guess what? I'm about... Sadie, have you ever fucked a coworker or your boss?
Well, who is Sadie? It's not Sadie.
This is fucking Sadie. I know your number now. You won't get me on my show. Not today.
I was getting ready like I was her boss. I was about to act like I was pretend like I was her boss. Oh, no, something like that, some BS. And try to
oh,
say,
oh,
so
no, my boss is fat. My boss is fat. He ain't been to work in 3 weeks. So, first of all, he's fat. He ain't been to work in 3 weeks, so that means he ain't got a paycheck in 3 weeks. So, no, it is no, it's not.
Lord.
now. Uh-uh. I'm not a chubby chaser. Now, Fetty, stop playing. Have you fucked a coworker?
Hold on.
No, I haven't, actually.
Have you ever fucked your boss?
I've went on a date with one, but nope. No, let me run that back. I'll take that back. First time I ever got some head was from a coworker, so never mind, take that back.
Oh, Lord.
I had to think about that one. I had to say, hold on, no, that's a lie. Let me think this through. But no, yeah, the first time ever did was from a coworker. Yeah, it was.
Okay, now, after your coworker sucked your dick, right? Did you feel some type of way about her?
Yeah, we were trying to figure out how we can do it again.
Okay. And so how long did she keep sucking your dick before everything just stopped?
Until we were working the same place anymore. Once she wasn't there anymore, man, it was a case. It was like, hey. Being cool with each other, or not just not being in the same area.
But all she did was just suck your dick.
Yep, that's all she did.
What's wrong with her? She didn't want the sausage in her.
Oh no! See, at that time, I was still. This was young. Said EJ. I wasn't at that stage yet where I said, oh, no, let me get some of that, too. You know, I wasn't at that stage yet.
Oh, so you were just happy with getting your dick sucked.
Yeah, it was like, wow, can't believe it. What is this?
Hey, how old were you?
That type of reaction, like, whoa.
Oh, Lord. How old were you, Fetty?
I was 16 at the time when that happened. Yeah, that was 16.
Okay. I thought you had to say it was a year ago.
She was 19.
Oh, so she was giving you some of that. Oh, so see, Ashes, there you go. Some young. So she had it over to some young. I'm telling you, something young is always good. And then something old is always better. So, you know, you go back and forth. So
it started was because we was making that in the stock room. That started it all. That was like, hey, whoa, I didn't do so. I got to make something happen after work.
Wow,
that 19-year-old saw something young and was like, I'm about to suck this boy's dick, and I know he is inexperienced. Now, I'm going to set the bar. Everybody going to have to suck his dick like this. How long did she suck your dick? I mean, like, how many months? Over a year? You know, 6 months, a year? Like, how long?
A couple months.
Okay, so she gave you some good head for a couple of months, right? So the next chick that sucked your dick, how was it?
Let me think that one through. It wasn't all that. It was like, I wasn't even into it. I was like, oh, okay. Like somebody bring me a newspaper. Let me read a newspaper real quick or something. I was not into it. Chick after that, that's another discussion.
Oh, gosh. That is crazy.
You know, had my eyes rolling back in my head. It was like, oh.
Okay, she had the, okay. Now, let me ask you this. You got your first blowjob at the age of 16 by an older coworker. So you went and found you something old. Now, over the years, would you say, what was the best head you've had?
Best head I've had?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Trying to think, how was
actually this from a younger chick, the best said from a younger chick.
Oh, so you got you so young.
Yep. gave me something young. It was, and she started doing this stuff where she was like, no, I'm going to keep making the come after you. I was like, ah! I was screaming. I was talking about turning to a schoolboy, bitch.
She made you scream.
I didn't scream, but, you know, I loud noise came in my mouth. I was like,
I on my show do I bring out the honesty in people? Because I'd be damned if I would be on a radio show.
Remember that one show you had, and remember that somebody kept bothering me during the show? It was that person.
Oh.
Shout out to her. Lethal.
Yes. So I'm young. Oh, shit. Hey. So all you people fucking with somebody younger than you, we two hands up for the Something Young crew. Yeah. Something young. I'm Ashton. How old is your situation?
Older than me,
34. So he's older?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with the Something Young Club. And there ain't nothing wrong with the Something Old Club, older club either, because it balances itself out. Now,
right.
When you in the same age club, I don't know about all that.
It can work, but some of them just don't quite, get it, man. Just like, I don't know, somebody, I don't know what it is. I understand what you're saying. I don't understand what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when you fuck somebody your age, it's like eating oatmeal with no sugar, no butter, no milk. That shit is just there. You know what I'm saying? And then...
Right, because the chick I lost my virginity to, she was older than me.
Mm. She was something young. She was in some young club. She had that at some young. She had that at young. But it's just like, for me, I like you either younger, and I really wasn't trying to fuck with anybody older, because then I'd just be like, okay, I don't got time to be fucking somebody daddy. I mean, everybody has somebody daddy at one point or another, but it's just like when you think about somebody older, it's just like, oh, God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got too much energy, and your sexual libido is too high to be with the younger or the older folks.
But I agree, because then it's like when you get started, they just stop, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, really? That's it? Oh, nigga, I'm going to go to my Rolodex. Yeah. I got to go to 21 Jump Street. I'm sorry. I got to go to 21 Jump Street. But it's like, you know, I came across a situation, and older was off the chain. Older was handling their business and handling me. And I'm like, oh, shit. And he wasn't even in the Jericho Club. That was a good shit right there. I'm like, wow, okay, this how they do? Man, made the Something Young look something dumb. I'm like, wow, damn, okay, that's how you're giving it up? Oh, shit, okay, let me brace myself. But, you know, that was one of those out of the norm. You know what I'm saying? That was one of them. Oh, you looked up and you found that one. Now, when you go back to the norm, you be like, oh, shit. Damn. Broke down motherfucker, back hurt, fucking dick game lasts about 5 minutes. Don't know how to eat no pussy.
Ugh.
When they get down there, instead of eating it, they talking to it. Fuck you doing? Eat this shit, nigga. Like, what? Dog? Eat.
Like, yeah, you gotta treat it like it's your best friend that you've been holding some sexual feelings for a while. That's how you gotta treat it. Say, oh yeah,
then,
okay.
I mean, I agree, because at one time I used to be like, okay, I'm just going to deal with younger people because their stamina is good, and it's not even, it's like they open-minded, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit, okay, we can go ahead and we can do this, we can do it like that, we can do it like that. Oh, shit, the Pop-Rocks word, okay, that shit we got from Priscilla's or Nights of Erotica, okay, yes, you know? Then, mm-hmm. It's like, when an old person, when they come to bed, they literally got on drawers, like briefs, like, not boxer briefs, but tiny whities, you know what I'm saying? With
yeah.
The blue and orange stripe on them, you know what I'm saying? And they got the damn socks that come up to their knees and shit, and they get in the van, and you just be like, oh my God, I'm having a fucking Walters moment. Like, what the fuck?
Well, I'm throwing your ass against a wall, and I'm telling you to take them goddamn clothes off. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, see, that's an aggressive moment. That could be a something young moment, or it could be a motherfucker that's older that's just like, I'm about to give you this dick. That's it. But then when you got that one, that girl, come here, can't suck your titties right, can't do nothing right, it's just like, wow. It's like you stuck for that moment. And you hope that they go ahead and nut, fall asleep, and snore, so you can make your getaway.
But why are they living that long not knowing what to do?
Right, yeah. Okay. I'm rocking with her on that, because you just said they don't know how to eat. I mean, what the hell?
Hold
on. I'm sorry. It's too many people teaching
mm-mm.
classes out here. It's inexcusable.
I'm going to go ahead and break it down for y'all. I have this dude that I know. We slept together for like 3 years, right?
Mm.
He is in his 30s. You know what I'm saying? When I met him, he was like 29. So, yes, I was most definitely in that something young club. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Man, breaking him off. He was breaking me off till I started wanting more. And what I mean by more is more foreplay, more intimacy. When I realized that the only thing he was good for was cuddling for 10 minutes, then I'm like, okay, here we go. Now, he didn't eat pussy, and the reason why he didn't eat pussy is because he said that he went down on a girl before, and she had an odor. And that just ruined it for everybody. Like, he never would go down on anybody else,
well.
Right?
That is not how everybody is.
So, right. I mean, that's like getting some bad food at McDonald's. So
and never
want to
eat.
Bad food at McDonald's, you'll never eat no other kind of fast food joints ever again. I mean, get the heck out of here.
That is one of the most bullshittest excuses ever. Don't give me that. Try again.
But that was his thing. He was just like, it smelled. But I'm like, okay. Now, you done fucked a lot of chicks in your life, you know, because you're very attractive, you're a model, nice body, a lot of women want you. So, therefore, I know you was a hoe at one time, you know what I'm saying? It's like...
I got an inspection test I do. It goes just like this. It involves the five senses, too. It's the five sense test. First, you look at it, make sure ain't no bumps and bruises and all that around it, you know, unless it's like razor bumps. All right, okay, that's fine. Check it out, make sure it's good. Then, you touch it, see how I feel, you know, because you got to feel it. You know, sometimes what you see, you can't really know, so you got to feel it around. Say, okay, all right, it's cool. Then you got to smell it. You got to smell it like, you know, I call it how you, when you're sipping wine and you,
oh, yeah, and then exactly, you rolling it.
That's how you
got to
come up to
like,
your nose.
Yes,
then you gotta then you put your finger in it, taste it. If it tastes cool, then you get to go.
Hell no.
Yeah.
That has never failed in it to this day.
I mean, but then it's like, when, okay, now, everybody knows that having my breast sucked is my shit. That's my spot right there, right? So I'm like, okay, I don't really care about the oral. It's not a big deal. You know what I'm saying? So when it came time for the foreplay for that, I'm like, okay, I'm used to having them suck, right? Why in the fuck was he kissing them like, mwah, 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 mwah?
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
I'd be like, look, get the hell away from me.
Who pecks titties? That's stupid.
Like, you know what? We're going to call him the titty checker.
You do that. You tease. When you tease that first, you go, but you don't do, who does that for the whole, I mean,
see what I'm saying?
I do that to tease the chief for a first, and then I start going every. Ooh, bite it. Ooh, bite it. They be acting crazy.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I'm
understand
just saying.
That crap.
You didn't punch him
and
in the back of his head?
No, I should have stuck a jalapeno in his mouth, but no. I was just like, okay. So then it became aware, I fully became aware of that, okay, this is not going to be a long-term situation, even though we did so for 3 months, I mean, for 3 years almost, because, like, the last year, it's like, I had to fantasize about some serious shit, you know what I'm saying, like, him fucking somebody else, or me fucking somebody else, and it's like this fantasy that I have that I want to watch my dude fuck the hell out of a chick on a pool table in the middle of a club, and I'm sitting there watching and dictating to him what I want him to do to this chick. You feel me? So that's one of my get me off fantasies when the dude is having some issues and he just can't get me where I need to go. So it's like I was just like, okay, this isn't gonna work because I don't have the patience to teach a man how to do certain things properly, because I feel like by the time you reach me, and if you know me and know how I am, you should already know how to lay your dick game down in the bedroom. Your game should be tight all across the board. Conversation, foreplay, romantic skills, you know what I'm saying, all the way down up until you got to, your penetration skills should be on point. And
so in other words, you said they need to have some couple of practice, that means what they get to you.
Yes.
It is what it is.
If you gotta go to a Roman Catholic school and fuck a room full of nuns to get ready for me, then do it. If you need to go to a strip club and fuck about 5 strippers, then you need to do it. Because when you come to me, then I'm expecting your ass to be ready to rumble. Let's get ready to rumble. I don't have time to teach somebody else's son how to fucking satisfy me. I ain't even teaching my sons how to satisfy the bitches that they fucking. Fuck out of here, no. Shut the hell up, my son. You damn right. But I'm just saying, it's like when you reach a certain age, you should already know how to satisfy a woman. And if you, and if a woman is not like, telling you certain things when you hitting it, then you need to be like, the next time I fuck this chick, I'm going to make this bitch say this, and this. I'm going to make her feel this, that, and the third. Let me fuck somebody and they don't give me the reaction that I want that first time. That second
time, you know what, too?
It's the what?
It's, a lot of them want to, because some of them don't pay attention either, child. Like, they don't pay attention to the telltale signs of, hold on, wait, when I did this, it was working. I need to keep doing it. They don't pay attention to that stuff.
Man, a lot of these motherfuckers didn't pay attention to hooked on phonics.
Exactly.
Hooked on phonics, hooked on ebonics. I mean, they ain't pay attention to none of that. So I just feel like when you in your third, really, you know, here's my cutoff age for error. From the time you start fucking to you 25, that's all the room you have for errors, for premature nuts, getting your eating skills down, having an open mind about sex and, you know, bringing toys to the bedroom and all other shit. You know what I'm saying? So from 26 to 30, you should be mastering all the nasty shit that you hear your sisters and they homegirls telling you about. And then you should have fucked a few older women that done took the time out to teach you what the hell you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Then from 30 on up, man, please, you should be having a vicious-ass bedroom game. And if you don't, you got till 35. After 35, ain't no hope for you. Ugh. Unless you just go fuck an old lady in a fucking nursing home. And she don't really give a fuck how you put the dick down because she just happy to get some.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm about to out. I had to come in. I saw you was on and I'm home. So I was like, oh, but you go fuck my girl, chop, mommy.
You about to go in your bathroom with a bottle of baby oil, cocoa butter, oil, and you're about to whack up. You're about to whack it.
That's a horror story. So that's why I'm like, I'm like nothing about this American Horror Story. I'd be able to watch it with you. And I gotta hear you and yo, yeah, you gotta be able to watch it and not go crazy.
You is so funny. But I appreciate you. I don't get off work till 12, so I always miss your damn show. I'm so mad. But I do wanna go ahead and promote your magazine, so I'm gonna need you to give me the HTML code so I can put it on the front page of my site though.
All right, I'm gonna put it in your chat box real quick.
Okay, because this weekend, Sunday, I'm gonna go ahead and start updating my site. I might start on Friday because school has been taking a lot out of me, so I'm gonna have to drop my classes this semester because I can't work how I'm working and do school and everything else that's going on. So I made a conscious decision to fall back for a little bit. So.
That's how I was, like, with school. Like, oh, man, yeah, you start getting so, you know, you want it, it's like hard to do it and try to make sure you make it money, too. It's so hard. I mean, people have done it, but I'm not everybody.
Sadie, you are so special. And I know you got to go, but I'm going to tell everybody why you're so special. I had these chicks, these three nights on my show a year ago, and they were very close to talking me out of dick. Sadie was like, no! No, damn it. We're not about to lose this one to this. This is not going down. Him and Mr. GA was about to fuck them bitches up. They didn't give a fuck. They started to put hands on them chicks. Like, we will beat y'all ass. Y'all not getting chopped. We're going to fight for our chops. I hooked up with them in New York. I probably would have been a full-fledged night to this day.
Oh, my God.
That was stupid.
Well, shout out to Teddy for keeping the dicks moist.
I've done a pretty good job of changing a lot of people's teams back to the opposite team. I've done a pretty good job of doing that. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. I swear. I mean, Sadie is off the chain. Like, Sadie is just like, no. We're not losing this one. We are not losing this one. Hey, Sadie, I got a question. What issue is my tattoo in?
It's in the first one.
I gotta go back and get the first one.
Yeah,
I gotta go back and get the first one.
Nice because I had the print. I had the print copy, and that was a pretty good picture of the tat because it came out real nice in the print.
Oh shit! I mean, I'm trying to get him to tattoo me again because to me that was a masterpiece, and I want him to do something else because he had total creative freedom for that, you know what I'm saying? And he had been studying me because he hit me up on Twitter and was like, it was one of his fantasies to tattoo me. And y'all know me. Who am I to deny a man his fantasy dealing with Chuck Mommy? As long as it don't deal with fucking midgets, priest that's performing an exorcist. Nah. Mm-mm. No. I mean, I'll fly an airplane if I got a choice of something young catching me and something old catching me. Not something my age, but something young, something old. Yeah, I'll jump out of the airplane. And as long as I can land on that dick, oh, yes, and I'm a runner, yes, I'm good. I'm very good.
There was a few that was actually fucking each other while they were jumping out of an airplane.
You know what? That would be cute, but I just would just visualizing me fucking my man jumping out of an airplane, and when he skied it, and that shit just started going everywhere, and people think it's rain until they actually touch it.
Yeah.
I feel some type of way, cause you know that's some nasty shit to have dropped at, you know, 10,000 feet and it hits you. I mean, that could be some crucial, that's a crucial nut right there. That's some crucial after effects. So, you know. But I'm going to get him, and if I can't get him, it's this dude out of Winston. This is a white guy that's really good, and he wanted to tap me for his business cards and, you know, show off his work. So if I can find his number and everything like that, then I'm going to get another tattoo. But if Ricky can do it, and, you know, I would actually like to do it in several parts, because I want it to be, like, it's going to be my last tattoo, so I want it to be symbolic. And I want it to be, like a little series type thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna talk to him about that and, you know, tell him, because he was really honored about being in your magazine and everything. So, you know, hey.
Yeah, are you getting George Zimmerman name put on you too?
No, I think I'm gonna let Shelly handle that. I'm gonna let Shelly handle that one. She's good. And you know I'm saying, she's good. You know, to stay with a motherfucker like that, you are good. Matter of fact, I'm taking this link and putting it in my sticky pad, so I can set up my my promo for this. So let me hold on. Did you have an embed code? I think so. Hold on, it should. Yeah, it does. It has something on here. Either way it goes, I'll snatch it. Well, there goes the link right there. But yes, the human for y'all. Check out the Human Canvas magazine. If you got some hot ass tats and stuff like that, then this is where you need to go. And he's also doing something with the cover. I see the cancer awareness. So, you know, shout out to everyone that are cancer survivors. I was speaking to my aunt today, and this is her third bout, and she's winning. She's winning. So, you know, also this month is Domestic Violence Month. Next week I'm doing a show dedicated to domestic violence. So, women, if you've been a victim of that, by all means call in. And if you've been a woman that was being violent towards your mate, please call in. Men, if you whoop some ass, I most definitely want you to call in, because I got some questions for you.
Ooh.
Not gonna bash. All right,
I'm gone on that note.
I just got some questions.
Somebody, but I'm gone.
Yes, Eddie. You got a little club, but yes, you a beater.
Oh,
you beat the pussy up. I don't heard about you, Sadie. Oh, my God. This show is too funny, because it's like we always start out one way and we end up somewhere else.
All right.
But, yeah, because I had, oh, girl, this is going to be crazy, because the domestic violence show is next Wednesday, right? And then, I don't know, like, Sunday, it was Slow Jam Sundays, and I think we should still do that. I think we should do it for half the show, and then do something else different. And then on October the 23rd, it's the Illuminati show part two. Oh, my God. I'm so excited, because it's so many things I don't know about, you know, this this terminology, this so-called secret society and everything like that. And I have some excellent speakers that are coming on the show just for this, and it's going to be interesting. And then you always know on a topic like that, people are going to listen, and then you have other people that's going to call in. And you always know when you have intellectual topic, you always got some dumb-ass people that call in.
Oh, I was just about to say, the ignorant intellectual.
The ignorant folks. We got the ignorant folks that's gonna call in, you know? And it's like, I'm giving y'all a warning 2 weeks in advance. If you're ignorant on purpose, not because your mama dropped you on your head or anything, please do not call into this show on the 23rd and say some dumb shit or ask some dumb ass questions. Because the people that I have speaking are not gonna take lightly to that. They are going to make you, oh, my God, don't do it. That's all I can say. Don't do it.
No,
because
please do it so you can learn something.
Hurt your feelings. Yeah, before
yeah,
you let
exactly.
them hurt your feelings, I'll hang up. I will just hang up on you and spare you the embarrassment of me having to tweet out your name and number and be like, this, y'all got to listen to the show and listen to this dumb-ass question that this person from this number called from. I know that's wrong.
No, it's not. They need it, because if they don't get it, they'll keep going.
As usual.
So, what's going on with you for the night?
Oh, God. Nothing much.
No.
Nothing much. Matter of fact, hold on. I got to play this song. This is like, girl, this is like one of my favorite songs. Hold on 1 second. What the hell is it? Oh, my God. Money, baby. Girl, this is like one of the hottest songs on the radio. Now, I don't know if it reached up there, but because it's down south, it's hot. So here is Money, Baby.
Whoa, I like smoking weed, I like getting fly. I like having sex, I like girls who ride. I like my cup full, I like turning up. And I like brand new shit, so this is what I love. I like that money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, yeah. Money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, yeah. Money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, yeah. That is shit I like, yeah. Whoa. I like taking niggas hoes, but I stopped doing that.
Yeah, I
quit. Cause once I hit her with that dick, she don't know how to act. Blowing up a nigga's phone, can you please fall back? Hey, Lord, just leave me alone, I ain't got time for that. I like good weed, I like bad bitches that can roll it up. And a rider that's gonna hold me down no matter what.
Take down.
Sipping goods, but please don't worry about what's in my cup.
It's not yours.
And she on them drugs, so yeah, you know she down to fuck. It's going down, it's going down, it's going down.
Little bitch.
I'm gonna stay 100 and you counterfeit.
I can't fuck with you.
And you ain't in my crew if you ain't tryna get rich.
You gotta run that up.
And I'ma dick her down,
whoa.
Yeah, she love that shit. Yeah, I like smoking weed, I like getting fly.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I like having sex, I like girls who ride. I like my cup full, I like turning up. And I like brand new shit, so this is what I love.
I like
that money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, yeah.
Money, baby.
Money, baby, money, baby, yeah. Money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, yeah. That is shit I like, yeah. Whoa.
Chillin' with your bitch and I like fucking her.
Like fucking
her. Third time she gets some feeling, then she fucking up.
She fucking up.
And I ain't the police, so I ain't cuffin' her.
Ain't
and I like buying no whole boundary to burn it up.
Let me in. Let me in. Let me smash you on your friend. I'm tryna go in, yeah. She like popping Molly, she like sucking dick. Like sucking dick. She wanna Instagram, but I ain't with that shit. And I say flexing on a bitch, nigga, yeah. And I say dressing on a bitch, nigga, dressing like I'm rich, nigga. Got money, baby. Don't watch me, you better whoa, watch your bitch, nigga. Yeah.
I like smoking weed, I like getting fly. I like having sex, I like girls who ride. I like my cup full, I like turning up. And I like brand new shit, so this is what I love.
I like that money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby.
Money, baby.
Money, baby, money, baby.
Yeah.
Money, baby.
Money, baby, money, baby. Yeah.
That the shit I like, yeah.
Whoa.
Girl, that is my shit right there. That's my shit.
Hella disrespectful.
What, that song?
Yeah.
You think that song is disrespectful?
He said, I like hanging out with your bitch and I like fucking.
Oh, like, he's like, she's down the rod. Hey, for real, mm-mm, though. Yes, I'm down the rod. I'm down the road.
I hear that. Well, this phone is acting ratchet. You know that. So I love you, and I'm going to hit you up on Facebook.
Oh, please do. I'm going to go ahead and play. I'm going to do my little music segment right now because, you know, we done did good. I'm on cruise control right now. You know what I'm saying? We had a good conversation. Then I need to hit you anyway. So,
all right.
So.
Love you guys. Love you,
Chuck. Love you, too. Music time. Get on Facebook.
Good night.
Bye. Body party. Where's my song? Body party. Okay, so everybody will be following me on Twitter in the morning time. Y'all know this is my song. So I'm going to end the show early, but for the next 15, 20 minutes, I'm just going to be playing I'm going to be playing music. I'm going to dedicate this to my independent artists and everything. So here we go. But Sierra's not independent, but I love this song. So this song will be making me feel some type of way. So here we go.
in the world.
I do it for my hood. I do it for them blocks. Mr. 27-9, every day, nonstop. My nigga's 25 to life and never seeing light. I can hear the streets crying, so I book the next flight. I do it for my hood. I do it for them blocks. Mr. 27-9, every day, nonstop. My nigga's 25 to life, ain't never seeing light. I can hear the streets crying, so I book the next flight. Born with a life sentence, ask the Lord for forgiveness. As I look back, my life was already written. I don't know my sins, was it my fault? I'm just mama's baby boy trying to get a toy. Cadillac on the leather with the Cadillac doors. Caught up in the street like blood on the floor. Made to the mob, born in the mob. Born royalty, born against all odds. Gotta feed the streets, motherfucker, day job. I'm mad to the streets, keep the clean and the hard. I do it for my hood, I do it for them blocks. Mr. 27-9, every day nonstop. My niggas 25 to life, ain't never seeing light. I can hear the streets crying, so I book the next flight. I do it for my hood, I do it for them blocks. Mr. 27-9, every day nonstop. My niggas 25 to life, ain't never seeing light. I can hear the streets crying, so I book the next flight. I'm mad to the street life, mad to the false life. Worldwide niggas know me, know I keep that get right. Purple lean kush, know I keep that dirty for that Sprite. Dirty bird, clean bird, any type of work you like. Family's in crisis, gotta feed them blocks, man. My nigga got a triple L, never got a bail. Fuck out, that's the system, ain't no fucking justice here. Tupac said at best, ain't no fucking love here. I do it for my hood, I do it for them blocks. Mr. 27-9, every day nonstop. My niggas 25 to life, ain't never seeing light. I can hear the streets crying, so I book the next flight. I do it for my hood, I do it for them blocks. Mr. 27-9, every day nonstop. My niggas 25 to life, ain't never seeing light. I can hear the streets crying, so I book the next flight. My babies need Pampers and my babies need shoes. Got niggas in the county, gotta feed their kids too. Dozen nine bells, handing out L. Niggas die by the fifth rule, we don't kiss and tell. I don't care about no price, just tell me the price. We gon' come and get you, we don't care about no price. Keep them lawyers on deck, goons out the same night. Judge on that hot shit, cop the $1 million bail. Sit a nice car, said bitch, kiss my ass. I do it for my goons with the tats and the tears. I do it for my hood, I do it for them blocks. Mr. 27-9, every day nonstop. My niggas 25 to life, ain't never seeing light. I can hear the streets crying, so I book the next flight. I do it for my hood, I do it for them blocks. Mr. 27-9, every day nonstop. My niggas 25 to life, ain't never seeing light. I can hear the streets crying, so I book the next flight. I'm home, niggas.
God, let's see. Oh, you know what? Hey Mama, Cuban Links, classic.
Hey Mama, sorry for the things that I have done. You will always be my number one. I'm sorry.
stood by me right from the start. I love you, mommy, from your son, you'll always be my shining star. Made me proud to be a part of a family, thanks, ma. You never lie to me or try to be somebody you're not. You taught me how to be a proper G, just like grandpa. And always told me to be tough and a problem you can't solve. Never abandon me, send me to sleep with sweet lullaby. Ma, I apologize, swear it on my father's eyes. Make up for all the lies, hope to grow old and wise. Life is too short, yeah, that's my life, I can't.
Why the hell that song cut off? Cause Miss Boss Lady No Man is having ass and fucked up my music flow. Thank you, sis. Thank you very much.
I didn't. What?
No matters. I swear. You call in and you done fucked up Cuban Link. Just the song cut off. See what I'm. Ooh. It's okay.
And that's my phone, too.
It's okay. It's okay. Tony Sunshine was singing to me, and you fucked that up. Cuban was rapping to you. Tony was singing to me. And your big booty, no man had an ass, had to just fuck it up. Yes, okay.
I don't have now, no big booty.
Now, if I played your song, you think I did you wrong.
I don't have a big booty, though, child. Come on now.
Really? Should we take a poll on Twitter?
Yes, let's take a poll.
Look, y'all, I stayed with her BET weekend, and I seen her in a thong, and I didn't see nothing but two little strings.
Oh, really? You really saw me in the thong?
You made it a thong. You made it a thong. That's what you did. You made it a thong. I'm just saying.
I'm texting Cuban right now.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, yeah, text him and tell him, I said, hey, boo, how you doing? What the hell is this? Yeah, hey, boo, how you doing? Yes, how you doing? Yes,
you
yes,
just,
yes, yes.
You, no man is disrespectful. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yes, you know what? Because you fucked up the flow, I have to bring that back. As a DJ say, hey, DJ, stop. Hey. Bring that shit back. That's right. Right there. Bring that shit back. That's what I'm talking about. That's a real DJ right there. Bring that shit back, my nigga. Bring it back again. Again. That's a real DJ. When you bring it back. And then scratch it. Bring it up. Then turn around, bring it back three more times. And then scratch it and then leave. That's a DJ. We're going to learn how to do that shit real soon. So, because Miss Man is wanting to fuck up the flow, I got to bring that shit back. Because I ain't a DJ, I just talk a lot. Hey, mama.
Hey, mama. Sorry for the things that I have done. You will always be my number one. I'm sorry.
Mommy, I'm sorry. by me right from the start. I love you, mommy, from your son, you'll always be my shining star. Made me proud of being part of a family, thanks, ma. You never lied to me or try to be somebody you're not. You taught me how to be a proper G, just like grandpa. And always told me to be tough and a problem you can't solve. Never abandoned me, send me to sleep in sweet lullaby. My apologies, I swear it on my father's eyes. Make up for all the lies, hope to grow old and wise. Life is too short, yeah, as well as I can't afford to die. It's a lie, so I praise God, you're still alive. 65, still giving it grass and piggy vibes. I wonder why when I was young, I wanted guns and knives. Puffing blunts, getting high, just hanging with the guys. Time flies, it's like Back to the Future. Watching my son now's another reason why I'm the loser. You a trooper, a superwoman from Cuba. Good and cooking shit, my mom's la reina la estufa. No hay excusa, the truth is that I went too far. Cause if not, I wouldn't have been behind bars, locked up, sleeping on cops. Never forgot, you and Bob bailed me out on the spot. Soon as I got home, my mom started landing the knock. That meant you loved me a lot, I made you suffer a lot. Inside you're hurting, but outside you looking tough as a rock. Up in the Bronx, growing up in the rough of the block. Where you can't trust nobody and the buses don't stop. We live the hard knock life, far from nice, mom was right. Pops to take the bet, our last dollar on a cockfight. Thanks to Christ, now I rock mics for a large price. Trying to do what's right, paying you back for what you sacrificed.
Mommy, I love you. You know that. Just sometimes it's hard to express it. The life I live, life I chose. So I'm here to express my real feelings. You know I love you. Now and forever. The death do its part. You'll always be my heart.
Following gospel devotional use only. Cuban Link. 4K, the album, in stores, January 16th, 2001.
I brought that back. You see how smooth that was? You see how smooth that was?
Whatever. That was not my fault.
Yeah, whatever.
So you're going to sit here and say that I had something to do with that thing stopping? All I did was call in. Mm.
Whatever. No comment. Girl, the show was crazy. We were talking about sleeping with coworkers and bosses and could you and everything like that. You know, I got a story for everything. I did a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I fucked the boss, fucked the coworker before they became a coworker. Haven't fucked them since they've been a coworker. But yes, luckily for me, when I fucked the boss, I controlled the situation. So I wasn't like one of those other people that, you know, when we stopped fucking, I had to look for a job. No, when we stopped fucking, he just had to deal with the fact that he wasn't getting no more pussy no more. So hey, so that story ended well.
Wow.
And we're still good. And we're still good friends. To be honest with you, that's crazy. He still lives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, wherever. And you know, from time to time, we talk and everything like that. So, hey, I am. You know, I guess
that's
I'm pretty nice when it comes to that.
Well, see, I don't mind. I don't have a problem. Like, all my exes or anybody that I ever dealt with, they all call me. They all talk to me. They even talk to me about their current wives or girlfriends, ask me for advice or what they should do or whatever. I have some who even their wives will call me. My ex-husband's wife used to call me for advice.
Man, look. I wish a nigga that I was fucking bitch, wife, whatever, call me and ask me advice. Well, you know what? It depends. It depends on what type of situation we had and where we're at in life. And you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Could I give another chick advice on a nigga that I used to fuck? And she fucked
well,
with
see,
him?
That, and that's, this is my, that was my ex-husband. She used to call me, okay, I'm the only one who can calm him down. So, like, when he start bugging out, she'll call me and be like, can you call him and talk to him so I can go home?
I'm reading some bad things on Facebook about artists.
What artists?
Wow. Damn.
You talking about somebody who caught the ex sleeping with another dude?
No, actually.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. And okay, just act like I didn't say that.
Ashton is texting me on Facebook because her phone died. And did you listen to the show when Iron Sheik was on from Wu-Tang?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, well, you know, he's a very devout Muslim or whatever, right? And it was like, evidently he has a problem with Christians, and he posted a picture today, and it's like he had numerous pictures of Jesus and says, which one are you following? And if you think he's coming back, you have another thing coming. Wow. And then he, when she posted a picture of blonde black people, he said there was no such thing and that the picture was ridiculous. So she had her friend that is blonde. She's black and she's naturally blonde. And he just like, you know, she commented on the picture and he like looked over it. Wow. I'm like, Malcolm X felt like that. He took that pilgrimage to Mecca and he seen that there was Muslims of all shapes, colors, and sizes. And he had a totally different outlook when he came back from his pilgrimage. Nah, boo-boo, I can't come to California and look you up and think you're going to help me out. Mm-mm.
Who is that?
Iron Sheik, part of the Wu-Tang, he's a producer. He was on the show. The show, and it was interesting. It was interesting. It wasn't a great show on his part, but it was an interesting show. I wonder if he's going to call in on the Illuminati show. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I don't judge people from their religion or what they do, how they live their life. I don't get into all that extra stuff. Like, whatever someone decides to do with their life, that's on them. It has nothing to do with me, because at the end of the day, I have to live for myself, and they have to live and answer to the stuff that they do on their own.
Free, but my thing is, if your religion is your religion, don't say nothing about somebody else's. Everybody follow what they follow. That's their choice. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
there's different types of Muslim religions. Like there's the Muslims, but a lot of them all believe different things.
Mm-hmm. Because you have the
follow different leaders
and different. Yeah, But I'm just like, you know, even from him being on the show saying negative things about other artists, that's why I'm like, all this is just like, that's not good. That's not good. Because when you're in the industry, when you're judgmental, you're not going to go very far, because you have to have an open mind, because you're going to work with all different walks of life and of people.
Right.
So if you come into a situation and you're thinking that you're God yourself, then how far are you really going to get? Because you have that God complex. And when you start feeling like you are on the same level as God, he has no choice but to bring you down. And then you also have to watch how you talk to people and how you say things. Because you can't always go around saying negative things and putting people down. That's not good. You know, regardless of what type of religion you are, you're not supposed to do that. Oh, I might have to get him back on the show. And girl, I might have to go ahead and get him the business. I might have to go ahead and pull out several good books. I just feel like when you are a certain person and you have people that look up to you regardless of what it is, it's like you have to set a positive example. You can't go around making your opinion be that it, and it's not room for discussion. You can't sit here and tell people that they can't be a black blonde. Because that's how God made them. You can't overlook them because of whatever belief you feel is right. I mean, that's how you feel. But if you have proof in front of you that's in black and white or that's in color, then you have to accept that there are different people in the world.
Right. Everybody's not created the same. You got black people that look like they can pass for a white person.
I know. I dated one. Well, no, I didn't date him. I smashed the homie. And everybody's like, oh, he mixed and he's something. He white and black. And he's black. He just high-yoed in a motherfucker. He got reddish brown hair.
When I say white, I mean white. Like white. Like pale white skin. There's this girl I know. Her mom and her dad are both black. But she came out like a white girl, like white.
You know what that means.
They thought that that wasn't his child, because he was like, hold up.
Oh,
who the heck were you messing with? And they had to take a blood test.
Give me a blood test.
But it was like, she's real humble. The mom is real humble, so you know, she was just like whatever. But she had to deal with a lot of stuff growing up, and she had to deal with. She said that a lot of times that she'll get hired for things before a black person would, because they think that she's white.
Wow.
And her name is Tanya.
I can see that.
So.
I can see that. I mean, I honestly can see that, because it's like a lot of people don't know what their ancestors are mixed with and everything like that. And, you know, genes be skipping them generations and everything like that. And, you know, people, you're great, 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 great something, five times, seven times great or something like that, mixed with something, then all of a sudden it come out in you or come out in your child. Then your husband looking at you like, or your baby daddy looking at you like, bitch, really? You really thought you was going to pass this off? And then it's like when you be like, they say I want a blood test, and then when they come out, it's theirs. It's just like, what the hell happened? And that's when y'all start going back to the family tree and being like, okay, what about to research our ancestors and see what all we was mixed with?
Right, because my ancestors, my way back down the line, he was white. And then he had a black wife, and they thought that was his slave, and they didn't know that was his wife, and they had a whole bunch of kids together. They had, like, almost 30 kids.
Damn! Wow. Oh, because
and
that's
so
a family member?
They didn't think that that was his wife because she was black. And back then, you know, you wasn't supposed to have a black wife, but he loved her. And you can't help who you fall in love with.
No, you can't.
So they had all these kids, and he was white, she was black, and he had all these kids. Yeah. And now I'm here.
With your no man is having ass.
You know, I mix all kind of stuff, and that's why when people ask me what I am, I always just say black, because it just, I don't be wanting to go through all the line, down the line talking about, you know, I'm Irish and Indian and all this other stuff. I don't feel like doing all that.
I'm sure you don't. I'm sure you don't.
But you're not supposed to judge someone of their appearance or what they believe in, because everyone has their own beliefs. I don't judge anyone for anything. Like, I don't care what a person do. They can be gay, they can be straight, they can be bi, they can do whatever. They can like having threesomes, they can like having twosomes, they can like having sixsomes. I don't know. I don't care. Because it has nothing, at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with me. I don't have to deal with that. So if that's what they like, that's what they like. That's not going to stop me from talking to them or being their friend or doing business with them because they like something that, you know, just because I don't like it, that don't mean that it's a problem. Everybody likes different things. I like bananas. You might not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm supposed to not like you because you don't like bananas? Shoot. I love bananas. Love nuts. I love lots and lots of nuts.
I know you do. I know you do. And I got some good news for you.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for your good news?
Yes. You found me.
I was
husband.
Able to.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
I'll see your ass in Charlotte on the 30th.
You can go ahead. Carry on. You what?
Huh?
What was the good news?
I told you.
No, you didn't.
I'll be in Charlotte.
Oh, God, that was the good news. You already had told me that. Like, that's nothing new.
I told you I had my Illuminati show that night.
Right. Well, what problem is that? That's a Monday or Tuesday.
My show is on Wednesday nights. The 30th was on a Wednesday. So we moved it to the 23rd.
No, when I'm in Charlotte, it's on the 29th.
You said the 30th.
I never said anything. I said we in Miami on the 31st. We don't have nothing on the 30th.
Look, I ain't going to see you. I have to work that day. You know what? I'm about to tweet JoJo and just tell JoJo he can just have you. Yes, that's what I'm about to do. JoJo can just have you. Because he is just fucking up everything. He really is. I'm upset.
Why?
I'm thinking I'm doing something.
Why?
Good.
A lot of people is upset because it is taking up a lot of my time on doing other things, and a lot of people wanted me at their parties here. Like, they was having a party for T.I. They was asking me to come, and I can't, and they was like a little upset. But what can I do? Duty calls.
I got some duty for your ass.
Look here, youngin. Just relax. Just relax. Get addicted.
Mm-mm. You know what? Let me pull up. I don't got time.
Quick. Miss Boss Lady, a.k.a. the Russell Queen, will be in the building with the Global Gangsters on their tour, starting in Atlanta on the 14th, Houston, Texas on the 16th, San Antonio on the 17th, Phoenix on the 19th, L.A. on the 22nd, Vegas on the 23rd, New York City on the 28th, Charlotte on the 29th, and Miami on the 31st. And Diary of Boss, Volume 4 mixtape dropped month of November, so make sure you stay on the lookout for that. Holla! That's when you're supposed to drop a beat.
I was going to drop a beat. Oh, girl, okay. Here we go.
No.
I'm about to drop a serious ass beat. Ah, shit. Boom, your song.
I said she slide down the pole with no remorse. Man, this bitch done live my thoughts, so I'ma eat her. Hey, I say I'ma eat her. I said she throwing that shit, but she throwing that shit. But she shawty love for a lick, she don't do it one way. She throwing that shit, but she throwing that shit. But she shawty love for a lick, she don't do it one way.
If it's shake the ass, I'ma throw all of this cash. Yeah. If it's shake the ass, I'ma throw all of this cash.
Go ahead, girl. Dance like she gotta buy her baby pampers. Tossing ass like she never had no table manners. Go ahead, girl. I said, go ahead, girl.
Hey,
look. And so I asked her, is it cool if she dump truck? That mean back it up and dump it like a dump truck. Go ahead, girl. Hey, I said, it's your world. Hey, throw that ass, get loose. Let's get back to the script. Let's get back to that money that's hanging off of your hip. Oh, damn, I love when you split. Got the swagger juice dripping. I swear, shawty girl is tripping. I ain't talking no tip. Hey, so I asked her, is it cool if I tip a few? She said, hell on my, cause my rent is due. Go ahead, girl. Hey, cause it's your world. Hey, I said you slide down the pole with no remorse. Man, this bitch done lit my door, so I'ma eat up. I say I'ma heat up.
I'ma heat up.
Look, I say she throwing that shit, but she throwing that shit. Like she shawty love for a lick, she don't do it one way. She throwing that shit, but she throwing that shit. Like she shawty love for a lick, she don't do it one way.
If it shake the ass, I'ma throw all of this cash. If it shake the ass, I'ma throw all of this cash.
Go ahead, girl.
Wait,
man, I swear the bitch roll that dick like a horse. Swear that girl got to get a divorce. Got to go ahead, girl. Cause it's said his world. Yeah, I told you, bitch, shake that ass for the cash.
Yeah.
Take the long ride, no, I don't mean no cash. Got to go ahead, girl.
Go ahead, girl.
It's your world.
Yeah,
I saw that hoe that gone, throw your ass this way,
yeah.
Throw your ass that way,
yeah.
Two bitches in two beds,
yeah.
That equals that foreplay. Oh my God, Lord say, bow your head like Lord's grace. Bust that pussy up and put that pussy all up in my chest.
Yeah,
ass is cool and she make clap.
Turn
around and look at me and take the money back.
I
threw a lot of money, so I'm hitting that.
I threw
a lot of money, so I'm hitting that.
I
said she's sliding down the pole with no remorse. Man, this bitch done lit my torch, so I'ma eat up.
Hey,
I say I'ma heat up.
I'ma heat up.
I say she throwing that shit, but she throwing that shit. Wait, she shawty love for a lick, but she don't do it one way. She throwing that shit, wait, she throwing that shit. Wait, she shawty love for a lick, but she don't do it one way.
If it shake the ass, I'ma throw all of this cash. If it shake the ass, I'ma throw all of this cash.
Go ahead, girl.
Throw the ass this way, throw the ass that way. Shawty love for a lick, she don't do it one way.
If you shake your ass, I'ma throw a lot of
cash.
Money ain't a problem, shit, I keep a couple bands. So my man say he got a couple grand in his pants. He'll throw it all if you and her dance for this band.
Okay.
That beat, he just stands that we keep a lot of cash.
Get
the bank roll, bitch, go ahead and dance. See it, I'm a swag, throw that money in the bag.
I say, go ahead, baby, go ahead, baby.
I said she's sliding down the pole with no remorse. Man, this bitch done lit my torch, so I'ma heat up.
Hey,
I said I'ma heat up.
I'ma heat up.
Yeah. I said she throwing that shit, but she throwing that shit. Wait, she shawty love for a lick, but she don't do it one way. She throwing that shit, wait, she throwing that shit. Wait, she shawty love for a lick, but she don't do it one way.
If you shake the ass, I'ma throw all of this cash. If you shake the ass, I'ma throw all of this cash. Hey, throw the ass this way, throw the ass that way. Shawty love for a lick, she don't do it one way.
Shorty don't like foreplay.
I don't know where they got that from, because sister girl love it. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm getting out of my mold, my bad. But everybody's supposed to know that I'm a good girl. Okay, so yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. I got you. I most definitely got you. The show is over. Oh, thank you for the retweet about
what retweet?
For the event next Saturday.
Oh, why would I not retweet?
Saturday. No, I'm just saying thank you. It's like actually artists are hitting me up about it.
You're welcome, honey. Honey boo boo.
One artist is like, he most definitely serious, but he don't got no money. Okay, well, he better find some money to go to one of these damn conferences. So I told him to hit up Tony Neal and his mix, because he's in Georgia. And I'm like, they have a lot in Atlanta in the summer.
You told him to hit up Tony Neal?
Yeah, like for the mix shows, because he's not, he's like with the different conferences and stuff like that. So I just know that he has a good music conference because he has several ones throughout the year. So he can make some that's in Atlanta because he doesn't have to go that far. Because the one that I'm promoting is all the way in New Jersey.
Tony Neal is doing his next conference in Miami.
No, but he does the mix show live in August in Atlanta.
He's going to do it in Atlanta because he was doing it in Miami.
Yeah, but he did one last year in Atlanta. And then he did it this year in Atlanta. So next August will be somewhere else.
But he said that he's going to start doing it in Miami because they was giving him problems. Unless he find another venue or another spot he can do it at here, he might do it here. But he was doing it in Miami because they was giving him problems. Man, Tony shut the city down when he's here.
Okay, but I was just letting him know because he had so many different mix shows. And he can look and set his sights on what the fuck he need to do. I'll just point him in the direction since he said he's so serious about his career.
Yeah, but, you know, Tony, you done cut that nigga out if he ain't got it together.
Well, basically, if he go on Tony page and he look at the Core DJ site, he'll go there and get some type of idea of what the fuck he need to do. So instead of steering him to other DJ coalitions, because I don't know how many conferences they have, this, that, and the third. So I was trying to get him somewhere in his backyard. Because if you can't make it to Jersey, I mean, you might not be able to make it to North Carolina or whatever. I just know that if something is important enough to you, you make a way to make that shit happen. So, oh, no. I'm about to get off this phone and call you and make you laugh and then go to bed.
Yes, ma'am. I'll talk to you later when you call in the next 5 seconds. And thank you for using Blog Talk. Goodbye.